because I heard you talk about the fat thing never calling your show, and I did not want to be incorporated into the same category as that fat thing. And I also wanted to make sure that you knew that your auntie's birthday is on May the 7th. That's a Friday this year. And I just hope that you'll remember to mention it when you do your little show. And that's all I have to say. I've got to go clean up some poop. No, it's not from the dog. I just had a little accident myself. I couldn't quite make it to the toilet. Thank you for calling. Oh, no, I called you. Bye.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I just had a little accident myself. I couldn't quite make it to the toilet.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is, ouch, poor Big Fatty. Episode 586 of the BFO for Monday, the 3rd of May, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to recap the big horror, weekend, and it all started Thursday night with his most regular gentleman caller. Yes! Lord, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I am podcasting with pants off, and y'all, there was a slight testicular squashing. Yeah, Big Fatty! Slight testicular squashing there during the opening of the show today, and you know normally that's not a bad thing, but y'all it just hit the so anyway, testicular squashing. I don't think iTunes will allow you to use that title, but anyway, yes, hi, y'all. I'm gonna tell you, Big Fatty. Y'all, I cannot drink. I cannot drink like I used to. It's all I'm going to say. It's all I'm going to say. Because, y'all, yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I have got lots of drinking coming up with the gay days. Y'all, speaking of the gay days, y'all, I am going to go over to the gay days site. Because, y'all, we are, as of right now, we are one month from the G'day's podcaster and podcast listener dinner. Yes, Big Fatty, it will be lovely, I'm sure, even though you've got to pay $12 to the Ginger Bear for parking. The Ginger Bear did such a nice job. Perhaps he'll have Julian collect the $12 since he didn't do anything. Y'all, I'm just running down the list here because y'all, quite frankly, I'm a little disappointed that we do not see that Alden from Tamper on here, and y'all, I don't see Tim from Tampa on here either. No, Big Fatty, and y'all, we don't see Franco. Where's Franco on here? Yes, Big Fatty, where is little Franco, the dog baby? Well, y'all, I don't know, but I expect an answer. I expect an answer, and y'all, I believe that we've given up on Loverman. Loverman is going to the Amsterdam instead. Yes, but y'all, I did get a phone call over the weekend, y'all, and, you know, again, you know, the last time I was at a horror event, that Tom and Terry from up there in the Chicago's, y'all, they called me, you know, while I was at the horror event, and, you know, y'all, they were drunk. They were just drunk. They were smashed. They were two sheets to the wind. No, they were three sheets to the wind. Ah, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't drink, you know, y'all, in fact, I drink so little now, it only takes two sheets instead of three. Poor Big Fatty. And, but y'all, they were three sheets to the wind. And I don't know where I was going. Oh, and y'all, so this weekend, the Turnip Head and the Shope Bus, y'all, they called Big Fatty to confirm. They called to confirm that their travel arrangements had been made, and that they were indeed going to be staying at the Poop Century. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they had requested to be near the auxiliary fat cave at Poop Century, and I believe that the head pooper down there gave him the finger. So I don't know. I do not know. But y'all, I think that there needs to be a podcasting push to find out why Alden and Tim in Tampa and Franco are not coming. No! Yes, Big Friday, they need to get on it! And so anyway, but y'all, the guest list hasn't changed a bit. No! Although, you know, who knows what'll happen in the next month. Because, you know, y'all, the clock is ticking. Oh! Oh! Now, y'all, you know that that is the sound of Death Watch 2010. Because, y'all, on Friday, it is Death Watch 2010. And, y'all, on Friday, that old sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, she turned 75, and y'all, we are on Death Watch 2010, like I said. And y'all, if you haven't gotten out a sympathy card, to J. Myron Hooch, please do that this week so that we can commemorate the day appropriately on May the 7th, which is 2 days after the racist chips and salsa will be served. Yes, McCready, it is vulgar and racist. But anyway, y'all, if you hadn't gotten your cards in the mail to J. Myron Hooch for the sympathy cards, please get those in the mail so they can arrive by Friday. Now, those of you on the East Coast, it is imperative that that happen early this week. Those of you on the West Coast have a little more time. But y'all, it's just sad. She has been calling all these other podcasts. You heard it at the beginning of today's show, y'all. It is virtually the exact same message to all these podcasts. She just calls. It's just sad. It is just sad, but y'all, it the dementia. It is nothing but pure tea dementia.
Brick Fighter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Fighter?
Why do you call yourself Brick Fighter, Brick Fighter?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, Big Fatty got a lot of questions on the Twitty over the way. Oh, Big Fatty, tell us about the horror. And y'all, I hadn't done this second. Poor Big Fatty. This segment in a while. And y'all, I thought I'd go over here. And y'all, I don't have many questions over here. But one of them comes from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, who said, Larry Bird was born in 1956. Also, who do you think has had more balls in his hand over 53 years? And y'all, I can assure you that we need to get a clarification from Straight Bob as to what the hell he means by balls, because y'all, there was some teabagging, and I don't mean these batshit crazy people, and that Sarah Palin, but there was some teabagging going on this weekend, and y'all, there, I don't know what it is about the 30-somethings. But y'all, the 30-somethings are just all about Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, they think you're just lovely. And y'all, and it's just something about 32nd. Oh, poor Big Fatty. 30-somethings and teabagging and Big Fatty's balls. And y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty enjoyed the company of a 30-year-old gentleman caller from the great state of New Orleans. Oh, dear, Gussie! Dear Gussie. And y'all, I'm just going to go ahead and keep talking, even though the music is done. But y'all, speaking of Nolans, y'all, I have not heard from the gumbo guy. I have not heard from the Raging Cajun in forever. I just don't know what's happened to him, y'all. He's just, he's vanished. He's become Larry the Lurker. And y'all, speaking of people in Nolans, Bjorn was down there in the Nolans, y'all. And y'all, I had made some suggestions to him on places to go while in Sin City. Y'all, they call it Sin City. And so Big Fatty is waiting a blow-by-blow account of Bjorn's visit to Sin City. But y'all, this 30-year-old from the Lords of Leather was just all about Big Fatty. And yes, Big Fatty, yes, he was your most frequent gentleman caller of the weekend. But y'all, Thursday night, because you know I was off work on Friday. Thursday night, I was sitting here at the computer, and it was much later than I'm up. It was about 9:45. Y'all, a little message popped up on here, and y'all, it was from my most regular gentleman caller. And I went, well, Big Fatty, what is this all about? And y'all, he said, hey, are you still awake? And I went, yes. He goes, I'm a little drunk. Which y'all, you know, it's always good when the gentleman callers are a little drunk. He was a little worried about performance. I said, "Don't worry about it. You just lay there." And Big Fatty, there goes my breakfast. There goes the Cheerios. So y'all, it was lovely. It was kind of a late night, and by late night, I mean 10:15. late night rendezvous with my my most recent gentleman caller also. Because y'all, the weekend just ended with the same gentleman caller, my most regular gentleman caller. He was here Thursday night and he just left here Sunday afternoon. And y'all, but I got up on Friday morning, and I drove up to the car lot. I did not pass go. I did not collect $200. And y'all, it was strange. It was strange. Well, first of all, on the way up there, y'all, it was a lovely drive up. I caught up on some podcast. I won't mention their names of the little shows that I was listening to, but y'all, I still got an ass load of podcast. To catch up on. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure they're all lovely. And y'all, I stopped at a Dairy Queen, cause y'all, I saw a sign that it is the 25th anniversarium of the Blizzard. Y'all, I had no idea that the Blizzard had been around for 25 anniversariums. And y'all, that is the horror group was 24 this year, so the Blizzard was around 1 year longer than the horror group and Carlot. And y'all, I got me the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard, and y'all, I got a medium because you know a small just isn't enough, and a large, well, y'all, it's just excessive. It is excessive. So I got the medium, and y'all, they do not come cheap. No, Big Fatty, nothing comes cheap these days. But I did find gas for $2.64 a gallon on this trip, which, y'all, who ever thought that you'd be excited to pay $2.64 a gallon for gas? Especially your gas, Big Fatty. And y'all, I get up there, and y'all, there's a convention. It's not just the horror group at this hotel. Y'all, it's a convention. It was like RV owners or conversion. I think it was conversion van owners. But y'all, they were all. And y'all, I looked for Joe in Dallas, but I didn't see him. I did not see him. But y'all, I read on the Twitter he was too busy trying to stop the bleeding from some See You Next Tuesday. y'all, and I don't understand this group, but y'all, they had just taken over. They had taken over the entire hotel, and y'all, they had all these picnics out in the parking lot, and then on Saturday night, they got all dolled up in their gowns and everything, and they had a dance. They went dancing, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you, the women put on so much perfume, so much of that Jungle Gardenia by Tuvache, my door to my room was closed and it permeated. I was in the room gagging. And that has nothing to do with the teabagging, Big Fatty. Explain that. But y'all, on Friday night, we went out to a bar. We had a little cocktail. We had a couple of little cocktail parties at the hotel. And y'all, they had cheap gin, but it was free. And you know me and cheap gin. It's one of those things I try to steer away from. And y'all, they were having issues. They were having issues with the shuttle service. So Big Fatty loaded about 8 people up into the Ford Explosion, very much like it's gonna. I have a feeling it's gonna be when we go to that podcast to dinner, cause y'all, it's gonna be $12. And if I get 8 people in there, that'll only cost us each $1.25. For the parking. But anyway, but there were like 8 people in the Ford Explosion, and y'all, we got over there, and I said, now this is only a one-way shuttle. And I don't know where I was going with that. But oh, I know where I was going. But y'all, one of the guys that rode in the Explosion bought Big Fatty his first cocktail. Yes, Big Fatty, that was lovely. Oh, that is the buffet breakfast from Sunday morning still. And then came back, and y'all, I was worn out. I had seen the meat, as Dottie Mamo used to say, I have seen the meat. And so y'all, I had seen the meat, and that has nothing to do with the teabagging. And y'all made the connection with the 30-year-old Cajun on Saturday morning. Y'all, is there anything better than moaning sex? And I mean as in AM, not moaning sex. And y'all, he came to the room, and it was lovely. It was just lovely. And did that, and then we had a lovely lunch. It was a sandwich buffet, and y'all, I couldn't decide if I was just gonna have water or ginger ale. So I had a Tanqueray and tonic with lunch. And y'all, then I went back. They had all these little games that you played. There was one where you pulled some records out of a bag. And there was one, it was a beanbag toss, and there was one that was a poker. It was a poker game. And yeah, the other one, y'all, was dance your balls off. And y'all, what they did, they strapped these, it was a 70s theme, and they strapped these disco, oh dear gussie, they put these two disco balls in a nylon, and you tied it to your waist, and then you had to knock these disco, you had to swing your balls around, and knock these disco balls off these posts, and everybody was having trouble with it, and I asked if I could just use my real testicles, before they were squashed. And they said, no, Big Fatty. And but y'all, I won. I won that game. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I did it in like 9-point-something seconds. And y'all, when I did it, I just stood up and I said,
I had a little accident myself. I couldn't quite make it to the toilet.
Big Fatty, you're going to have to finish it all tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
Thank you.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.